Mr. Joginder Singh, Rule 5.
Well, having got out of the maternity hospital with only shorts, singlets, some of us rubber shoes and some barefooted, we headed towards Dhobi Ghaut. And two or three of my colleagues say, well, they have people staying in this locality, and parted from us, promising that we would meet or contact one another at Omlek addresses later on. The three or four of us then headed towards South Bridge Road. My father was staying in police quarters, Pearl's Hill, the present social welfare building. And when we neared the bridge joining over Singapore River, joining North Bridge Road with South Bridge Road, joining North Bridge Road with South Bridge Road, well, we found that there was Japanese sentries over on the bridge. We dare not go there. We tried the other bridge, linking Hill Street with the New Bridge Road. Again, there were sentries there. And the only thing that we could do was to try River Valley Road. Well, we went over through River Valley Road to the bridge near the near Odd Road, I think that. Yes, Odd Road, the bridge there. It was not guarded. And we crossed over the bridge, and from there we went either that bridge or some other. Anyway, from there we made our way to Outram Road, close to College Road. And in that direction, the last friend I had with me left me in order to go to a friend who was at the College Road. And I made my way to the police barracks in Pearl's Hill, and joined my family there. And we were together until the 8th of March. And on the 8th of March, by then, the railway services had been restored. I went back to I took a pass from the railway station and boarded the train. But the train did not move for hours. We were in this carriage, and we were baked alive for 3 to 4 hours before it decided to move. And it was past, it was about evening about this time when we reached Gamas.
When you were on your way back to your home, did you meet with any people on the road?
We met a lot of people on the road. And it was while along River Valley Road, I suddenly realized that although I had taken away my uniform and was, dressed no different from others on the road, I still had my army identification discs hanging around my neck.
What did you do with it then?
Well, I went to the public toilets near Odd Road and bit off the cord which tied them and threw them away and quickly came out without them.
Did you use Serangoon Road? Did you travel on Serangoon Road?
Yes. I didn't travel on Serangoon Road because from the junction of Bukit Timah Road with Serangoon Road and Dhobi Ghaut, I turned to the right into Dhobi Ghaut. I did not make use of Serangoon Road.
Did you have any kind of narrow escapes on your way home?
Well, I think luck wasn't following me all the time. I did not have at all any difficulty. And nobody there. We didn't, as it is, we took the pass where there were no Japanese. And if they saw Japanese further away, we tried to change our direction and make use of that place where there were none whatsoever.
That was on the 17th of February.
17th.
How was the street conditions like? And
the streets, the condition of the streets was, you know, something you will find in Singapore in the olden days after the PUB, the workers had been on strike. The whole place dirty like anything. But the only difference being that some attempt was made to clean the rubbish. They just, the rubbish was heaped up at certain points on the roadside, and some people would have been setting fire to it, and then the shells and the bullets in it would start exploding. And when they exploded, the rubbish would be thrown into the air. And if they were bottles, well, there were dancers of these splinters touching people passing by.
All these were done by local people?
At that time it was done by local people. I do not know whether they were part of the, I mean, of these public health services or just householders or the shopkeepers while clearing the road front from their shops.
Was there a lot of movement of people?
Well, there was not that many, not as much movement as one expected to find on a normal day. But people had started coming out. Either they were cleaning up the front of the compound or people going about trying to locate their relatives or something of the sort, or trying to see whether they could buy anything or not or something of the sort.
Did you notice the expression on their faces and the atmosphere in the air at that time?
I did not pay any particular attention because at that time there's only one thought in my mind, to get away from here into my home as fast as possible and join my parents.
When you were making your way home, did you feel that that would be the last that you see of the Japanese, in a sense that being taken away by them?
Well, at that time, I said there's no thoughts entering my head, and as far as we were concerned, we were trying to get away from them, and we didn't want to have anything or to do with them if possible.
Did all of you who move away from the Farrer Park fear that the Japanese would come after you all?
No, we did not have any fear, because if we had not been chased during the first few minutes, that is, since there nobody chased us while we entered maternity hospital, and then when we got out of the hospital, nobody followed us, well, we had no more thought in that direction.
When you reached home, what time was that? Oh, which part of the day was that?
It was towards evening.
How did your family members react when they saw you?
Well, there was joy all around.
That was the police quarters?
The police quarters, yes.
Was it taken over by the Japanese?
No, Jesse. As you know, that is a three-storied building. And it is one long stretch with two wings, and there would be about 38 quarters in each floor, and there would be about 140 rooms there. And all of them were occupied by the married personnel of the police force, the Sikhs. As far as the Japanese were concerned, well, close to it there was another block, which is the present radio headquarters. The administration section was there on the ground floor, and the top was occupied by the bachelors. And as far as the Japanese were concerned, they did not have anything, and they did not in any way interfere with the occupation of the married block.
They did not come to the place at all?
Well, if they had come, they would have come, and then earlier on the 15th or 16th or so, but I had gone on the 17th, and the persons in charge for that block happened to be the Sikh officers, and they were still there. If at all there was anything, the Japanese would have dealt with them or given instruction in the office in the lower, in the other block, on the ground, which is near in, it's along Eu Tong Sing Street.
Was there any notice asking these police officers to report to the Japanese? Did you know? Did your father tell you?
Well, I did not ask. Neither did he tell him. But I expect that it would have been the usual thing when they came. They would say, "Well, they would have seen somebody and said, 'Bring all your men. Now, who is the officer here?' And tell the officer, the Sikhs in charge, make muster all your men down the parade ground." Those things would have been done according to the normal procedure of things.
So did your father continue with his work as a police officer?
Well, he did. But what I know is, while certain people from that group were taken away and posted to different parts of the island to perform guard duties, which they never formally did. They were formerly the Sikhs. They used to provide guards either to the treasury or the governor's residence, the chief justice's residence, and as well as the prisons and the Uttam prison. That's about all. And the rest had to stand by to do riot duties for these disturbance duties once in a while. But then when the Japanese came, part of them were taken away and posted to do duties in what they known as their butais, that means their stores and other parts of the island. Some of them were even sent to Changi prison.
As guards?
Yes.
Where were your father? Where
was my father? Was in the Pearl Seal itself, and he remained there throughout until the end.
While you were there from February to March the 8th, what were you doing there?
I was doing nothing. I was just at home.
Did you dare to move out of your house?
Well, I did once in a while have occasion to go down to the shops along New Bridge Road to buy things for the home use.
During that period, did you get any news about the Japanese asking for ex-volunteers or people who were involved?
No.
Why did you decide to move back to Malacca?
I was employed in the courts in Malacca, and now that the war was over, and knowing that my father was continuing with his police work here in Singapore, well, it was only logical that I go back to my old employment.
Why didn't you try to get a job in Singapore instead?
It did not occur to me, because in those days, the people's mentality was funny. They thought that a government job was a very secure job, and anybody who had gone and joined government service, well, did not think of getting out and venturing into a public sector.
At that time, did you think that the Japanese may have your names as part of the volunteer groups? Did you think it was safe to move?
Well, it did not. It did not occur to us now or to any other volunteers. We thought, since we have people belonging to Malacca, and that's only the proper place for us to go back to.
Did you read of any news in the papers or over the radio asking people to go back to their own hometown?
Well, I did not. As far as the radio was concerned, we did not have any. And if there was any public address system, I did not pay any attention to it.
The Pearl Hill Police Quarters was near the Outram Prison.
The police quarters? No, the Ministry of Social Affairs building. Mm-hmm. That is where, that is what the quarters in those days were.
It was near the prison.
My pardon?
It was near the Outram Prison.
Oh, yes. Autumn Prison was the other side, the other corner.
Did you know what became of that prison?
No.
How did you manage to get the ticket at the railway station to go back to Malacca? Was it difficult at that time?
Well, my father put on his police uniform and took me to the railway station. And, well, because he had a uniform on, and he beat the queue.
Was there a long queue? Were there many people going?
Well, there's a very, very, very big crowd there, all anxious to go back.
Did your father have any kind of identification?
He had a police uniform on.
Just a police uniform?
Yes.
The same one as the one that he...
The normal, the uniform which he wore during the when the British were here.
You were the only person in the family to go back to Malacca?
From the family, yes, I was the only one. And when I was waiting there, about three or four of my old volunteer group were also there. And when we got a ticket, we went into the same coach.
Did you have to show any kind of passport or any pass to travel on the train?
No, nothing.
Could you just remember the journey back to Malacca? On the way back, what did you see and observe?
Observe where?
Along the journey back to Malacca.
And just see what I'll say is, we spent quite a long time in the coach on the side waiting for the train to move. And then nobody, even though we had finished our water and were thirsty, nobody dared go down in fear that if had gone down, the train would start moving. With the result that we had to pay $1 for one bottle of tap water to the Malay boys downstairs, down below.
At the Singapore railway station?
Yes. And when the train started moving, well, you know, by the side of it, the tracks on both sides, there's nothing except countryside. It was going, stopping, going, stopping, and we got off at Gamas. We had bought our tickets to go up to Malacca, but at Gamas, we got off, and the train was there for quite a long time. And while we were at Gamas, somebody from Malacca, from Tangkak Estate, and that's in Moa area, came down. No, I say, should repeat it. It shouldn't be that way. When we went Gamas, the gentleman who was living in Tangkak got off and told us, look here, I am going home because for me to go to Tangkak, Moa is quite convenient here. And if any of you want to join me, can come to my place. But we said, no, we have to go on our own. From Gamas, when the train up and up, waiting about 2 hours or so, it went to Batang Malacca. That's where we got off. From Batang Malacca, there were certain boys who had connections and their relatives in the estate close by. We went to the estate and slept there that night. The next morning, we had a pillion rides from the estate, rubber estate, close to Batang Malacca, to Malacca town.
During the whole journey, did you meet with any incidents or did any Japanese came to check the people?
Japanese? Well, I should, as far as we are concerned, in the train nobody bothered to check, but there were a lot of Japanese on the platform. In fact, when our group was three or four, when we were talking on the on the platform, a young Japanese soldier was passing up and down, hesitating near us, going away, passing on the other direction, again hesitating. And eventually he did pick up courage to start to converse with us. Instead of we being afraid of him, he appeared desiring to talk to us, but did not. Either he was afraid to talk to us or did not have the courage, I won't know which.
Why did he want to talk to you about?
Well, the only way I can put it is that he, we found out, had been a clerk in the Japanese, in a general hospital in Tokyo. And he considered us to be, say, more or less of the same social or the same educational background. And then we did in the course of our conversation with him, ask him, I say, we find that you are no different from us. But some of the people we have met when we were in Singapore, they were very rough and did not behave like ordinary normal persons. He said, oh, they were conscripts from the mountainous areas, not used to town life. He said he was married, he had a wife and two children in Japan, and then working in the Tokyo hospital. And then the war had brought him to this area.
That was at Gemas.
Gemas.
Did you meet with any other Japanese?
No.
What were the conditions in the train like?
We were in not a normal passenger train. They collected these iron goods coaches, linked them together, and we were there no better than any parcel or cattle.
Was it full of people also?
It was full. There's no sea. We were standing all the way.
The Japanese did not board the train to check on all of you.
I didn't observe. As far as our coach was concerned, no, nobody did bother to.
How long did it take to travel all the way back to Malacca?
Just as I said, we left in the morning. Say, we were in the train in the morning. And it was towards evening before we reached Batang Malacca. And when we reach home, it's already dark.
Did you have any meals on board the train?
Not on board the train. But when we reached Batang Malacca, well, we had a recent meal.
What about at before you reached there when you were at Gemas?
At?
Gemas.
Gemas. Well, there's nothing to eat. Maybe we would have taken some drink if it was available.
Was there any food being sold on the railway station, the platform?
I don't remember. But as far as the train is concerned, well, it's not like now train you can just go across from one end to other. No, they were just coaches. And you could not travel from one coach to the next through the train, no.
What happened after you reached Malacca town?
When we reached Malacca?
Malacca town, yes.
Well, when we reached Malacca, well, we were the first to do so, and news spread among the people. Oh, they have come back, they have come back, they have come back.
So, where did you go to?
Well, the first thing, when we entered a coffee shop, just to have a talk and just things. And then, well, we had a crowd around us to ask our experiences. And then when we wanted to pay for our drinks, nobody wanted to take the money. And then they went to the various places, the houses, and I went back to where I was staying. But by the evening, the detectives came. And they say, Jangan Mara, Tuan Pangil. Jangan Mara, Tuan Pangil, Tuan Inspector Pangil. Baya bawa kain pakaian dan apa-apa lain barang. So I knew what it meant.
What did that mean?
Well, I say that I will be taken away and the period, I would not be coming back.
When you went back to your place, was it who looked after your place for you in your absence?
Nathan?
Who looked after your place for you in your absence?
I was putting up in the rooms in the temple there. I locked my room, that's all. I had a key with me. When I back, I opened my room.
What temple was it?
My pardon?
What temple?
Sikh temple. It's in Egerton Road.
So the place was not damaged by the war?
No.
How did the detectives know that you came back to Malacca?
You just see. When people started talking, and the detectives had a lot of their ears are very sensitive ears. Well, they know what is happening. And they would have gone and reported to the authority and the detectives, these people, the volunteers have come back.
Did you expect such a thing to happen when you wanted to go back to Malacca?
No.
Who were these detectives who came to your place?
Two Indians.
Were they formerly working as detectives also?
They had been in the police force for a number of years, and then they would be coming to the courts to bring doing their work in the courts, bringing cases and whatnot, and had been seeing me quite often there.
So when you were arrested, where were you brought to?
Well, I was taken to Central Police Station. The first thing they did was just to go to the inspector and say, this is another one. He said, all right, put them in. We had barracks, built in a field in the station itself, within the perimeter of the center station. On one side of, just in the center of there were buildings on four sides, and the middle of it was empty ground. There they had two huts built, and we were there.
Who were the people in this police station? Were they all the former policemen?
Yes, as it is, the police, the Japanese, did not recruit any new persons into government service that I know of. Well, the old people were asked to report back and carry on. So the married people still were there occupying the married quarters. The bachelors were occupying the bachelor quarters. And the other side, the police officers was there functioning as they normally did.
In Malacca?
In Malacca.